I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
It's a very Merriam birthday to you. To me? To you. OMG, because we are already covering what I can stutter. We are covering an unbirthday tonight, and it is me and you. Katie Kawamoto is not going to be joining us tonight. She's not feeling very well, so be sure to leave her messages on her social media. But in the meantime, hi, everyone. Welcome. If you are in the chat, y'all know the deal. You're co-hosting the show with me, so this is your end of the table. Be sure to shout out your hellos in the chat and hashtag everything ABTV Batwoman on social media. So we're going to start off with our hashtag BadassBeast. That is your cue to join the conversation and tell me who was your badass this episode. For me, I had two. So I'm going to say Beth because she took on the role of Alice, which was pretty darn awesome. Yeah. And then I have to say Mary because at the end of the show, she put everything together and figured out basically how Earth Prime was born. You're welcome. So I'm going to take a look and see who's in the chat right now. Hello, Ivan Soto. What's up? We got Black Magic going on. You guys have a whole entire conversation. Now, again, it's me and you. So I'm relying on y'all. We're going to talk about the show together. We got Grayson Ryan. Who else do we have in here? A few other people. Oh, I missed you guys too. Thank you. I hope you guys had a great break. Tell me, who is your hashtag badass beast? That is what I'm looking for. We got an Alice from Black Magic. I think the fact that Beth and Alice are the same person and only one of them can be on Earth Prime. Ah, we are talking about the end of this episode. We will get into that. But I want to say it's really cool. I know that our badass beast is actually the actor, or I should say the character, but the actor herself. Oh my gosh, how much fun to be able to play both of these different characters who are so different from each other. And she did such an amazing job. I'm hoping that I get to see her for a little bit longer, but given the way the episode ended, as our lovely friend in the chat said, I don't know how much longer we're going to get both of them. But what was really cool about this episode is the fact that Kate had her second chance, right? So in her many years ago, she wasn't able to save her sister. And I thought, oh my gosh, how awful. Beth is having this heart-to-heart with her sister, if you will, and letting her know that on her Earth, Kate saved her from this massive car crash. And the entire time, before she even said it, because, you know, obviously she said it in the episode, but I'm looking at Kate and seeing her wheels turn and thinking, oh, it's hurting my heart. Instead of this being happy news for her, it's more like, oh, so basically what you're telling me is on the other Earth, I had the balls to save you. And in my current life, I did not, which is why my sister is now this evil person named Alice. Cool. So I liked that the episode came full circle and she had her second chance to actually save her real sister. Like I said, took on the role of Alice, which... how many of you guys thought that was going to be an epic fail? She got a little bit further than I anticipated, but I'm going to take a look at the chat and see what you guys are saying about that as well. People talking about Birds of Prey already. Okay, well, you know what? That's okay. I'm getting a little warm, so I think I'm going to spicy up the show and take off my jacket. Whoop, whoop. It's hot in here. FYI, but I think it's you guys. It's making me warm, if I'm going to be honest. All right, so let's talk about the show, though, because we're talking about Alice, and I thought this show was really great because we got to see a little bit more of the psychology of Alice. Like, we've seen the flashbacks before, right? And you get little snippets, but I think this time we actually got into the grotesqueness, if you will, of Mouse's father, Johnny's father, whom at this time in my moment of life, I cannot remember his name, so please forgive me. But I was so mad that he killed the cat. That was like the worst part of this episode for me. But it does go to show like the depth of that character's mental illness, if you will. And we got to see how Alice became who she is in that the moment her brain went, bink, I am Alice now. You know, and that was pretty interesting and cool to see the child actor play that as well, too. So I appreciated, did not appreciate the kitty who off screen lost her life. But anyway, now I understand a little bit more about her. I also want to talk a little bit about Alice putting a spotlight on Sophie and Sophie's sexuality and making the comparison of Alice being trapped in this cage. But really, what's worse? Like, seriously, what's worse? Being trapped in your own hidden secrets? Because as Alice made an excellent point, you created that for yourself. Nobody's keeping you in your cage. You are. And it's true, but, you know, there's a lot of things that go behind that. And I don't know, I'm curious, and I know the chat's just a little bit delayed, but in terms of the social pressures of having to come out, but also having that background of being in the military and now being in this particular position as well in her life. And I don't know, Allison made some really poignant points, I guess you could say, as far as what you're doing to yourself, right? And there was a really great moment where Alice had Sophie at gunpoint, and it seemed like she was going to shoot her. I knew she wasn't. But to the extent of what she was saying is basically, I'm going to let you suffer. Alice went ahead and she killed all the security guards. And I thought, oh, okay, but she's saving Sophie because she likes Sophie. And instead, she turned around and told Sophie, basically, I'm going to let you suffer in your own cage, and that's far worse than anything I could possibly do to you. Out. And I was like, oof. This episode really dealt with a lot of social issues. And I really, really like that about Batwoman. I want to make sure I'm asking my co-host questions and I'm yammering on like a crazy person. So remind me to get back to my social issues. But I want to see what you guys are saying in the chat. Somebody thinks something is corny. It's probably me. I'm glad Allison called Sophie out. Because she's shy. She keeps lying about her secret, and she should accept it, is basically the gist of it. I'm sorry, your chat is so far away from me that I'm like putting the pieces together. But I agree. I think that Beth, she does and she doesn't accept it. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's had to bury it for so long that she knows it's there. And I think it's just a matter of her trying to lie to herself. But she thinks she has a good reason to do it because her career is at stake. But is it really? You know, this episode really pushes in the direction of acceptance. And at the end, they had made mention about the fact that, you know, Gotham is sitting there with their phones and they're holding it out and they're saying, put the bat light on, put the bat light on. You know, you stupid Forbes who's being just stupid. Yeah, my vocabulary right now has left me. But you know what I mean? Like, he's not willing to put the bat signal on because what? Batwoman came out? So? Like, the boys in the backseat of the car very smartly pointed out, is 2020. Calm down. How somebody lives their life is how they live their life, and it doesn't affect you. And in this very moment in time, your son is being held hostage, and you don't want to ask for help? Okay. A, to me, ignorant, stupid. B, you just did that in front of the entire city. He's not this low-key person who could, to himself, like, hate people? Not hate people. What's the word I'm looking for? It's discriminate. Excuse me. Forgive me. Because he is who he is, it's being shown to the entire city and on TV. This is the dumbest move in the world. But true to Kate's nature, of course, she's like, you know what? People are going to hate. People are going to be ignorant. But that doesn't change who I am. And I love that Kate owns who she is. And she went after Mouse anyhow to go save his son. So amen to her. In the chat room, some of my co-hosts, Tony McKenzie. Hi, I didn't get a chance to say hi to you. Oh, Billie Jean Girl, 24. Is the 24 new? I don't know. I'm usually not checking. Usually I have a co-host helping me out with that. So Sophie was so dumb. She shouldn't have given Alice the book. I knew that she was going to use that to escape. Yeah, I feel like I knew that one too. But I also think that Sophie was so wrapped up in the fact that Alice was right. Even though she didn't want to admit it, and of course she did not out loud, Alice got to her, which is exactly why the commander said, do not talk to her, because she's gonna find a way. And she did. She found her opportunity. But at the same time, I'm not gonna discredit Sophie entirely, because I feel like even though Alice is a little cuckoo, there are bits and pieces of her that are salvageable, which is why she, either that or she's just really great at acting. I'm not even talking about the actor. I mean, Alice is just a great actress in that she gets people to believe that she is still salvageable. right? Because Sophie sat there and had her hands on top of Alice. Well, one hand, my correction. One hand on top of her and was like, I feel you, you know? I'm paraphrasing. But basically, like, I feel you. I feel your pain. I feel sorry for the little girl that had their cat killed. I'm not letting that go. I feel for you. And I thought for a moment Alice was gonna, I don't know. I guess she fooled me too. Dang. She fool anybody else? You guys? No? Am I the only one? Not sure. Well, a lot of people think Sophie sucks. Come on, Alacona. You don't really think Beth is still inside Alice? Oh, Ivan Soto. I mean, at least you didn't do all caps. I'll give you credit. But still, yeah, I think they're, look, if Alice was completely terrible, she would have killed people by now. Well, she has, but I mean, she would have killed her sister by now. And yeah, sure, she plays the role of my sister's just a pawn in everything that I'm doing. And sure, Kate was in the car tonight, but I don't know. I think here and there, bits and pieces of her peek out. Now, we did have the quote from the book, from the Alice book, about not being the same person that you were yesterday, which is very true in life. It is my belief. You were stronger today than you were yesterday. Taking my morals out, but letting you know. So anyhow, I've got to highlight it. Okay, Tony McKenzie. Yes, Sophie was probably in shock that Alice was right about her, but I respect her as a character since she might come around accepting her sexuality. I am so sorry. I know that I'm like reading really terribly right now. And again, I apologize. I'm looking at a screen that's on the other side of the room. And my engineer has been so wonderful in making the print large, but sometimes it's hard to read because it's moving. So bear with me. And thank you for helping me co-host. Okay. I want to talk about Beth, though. I want to talk about the moments that we first saw Beth and when Kate got a chance to see her for the first time and she's trying to rip her face off. And I thought to myself, this was so clever. Not necessarily the scene, but when we saw the previews for this particular episode a couple weeks ago, I don't know about you guys, but when I saw Beth, I was like, what? Oh, okay, it's Alice. Like, it's Alice. And then, of course, we had the crossover and Earth Prime happened and I went, that is so clever of the writers, you know, like to bring her back. But I don't know. I really liked. But again, I don't know how long she's going to last on the show. So we'll see what happens there. Really quick, we'll talk about Luke. We didn't get to see him as much, but I like the fact that they also addressed with Beth the fact that all these same people are on her Earth, which we know, but just the differences between the characters, people on her Earth versus this current Earth, and how hard would it be to come to terms with the fact that basically what it sounds like is her Earth is a lot better than the current one that we are on, because there's a lot of bad stuff going on in this moment. But the one thing that stayed true and the same is her twin connection. And it's really cool to be able to see Kate have that with her sister, because she's been longing for it for so long. So I appreciate that, even though I said the word long like 895 times. Okay, so checking out the chat really quick. Ivan Soto thinks that Beth was amazing, and he got chills every time Rachel is Beth. I liked it, and what's cool about it, and I don't know if the actress did this on purpose or not, is you could still see a little resemblance between her and the Alice character and the way that they conducted themselves and they spoke, right? So even though one was crazy and one isn't, it's the way she articulated her words or had a rhythm to the way that she spoke. I don't know if it was an actor's choice, but I thought it was pretty cool that we could see those different things. And I really wish the commander would have found out about Beth being there, because that would have been a super interesting conversation to have, my personal opinion. Anyway, let's see, what else do I have in me notes? Oh, a mouse. Okay, so I know this is so stupid, but you know, Mouse ended up getting himself stabbed in the shoulder. Serves him right. Right? And in the real world, they do this too. But even though you're a criminal, if you get injured, they take you to the hospital, they sew you up, and then they throw you in jail. And I'm like, okay, call me a butthole. There's going to be a few of you. But Dude, let that fool have the hole in his shoulder, man. Like, he's already hurt so many people. He's plotted several times to try to take over the city, for lack of better words, and do all these awful things. And you guys are going to give him surgery to make him better, to try to throw him in jail, even though it's hard to even keep Alice in jail. So you probably are not going to be able to keep him in jail, too. What? I'm like, bro, I'm sorry. Tonight, you are going to be a shish kebab. In fact, let me help that little pole out and bend it a little bit to make sure that you are not going anywhere. Call me cruel, but that's my personal opinion. And at the same time, too, if you really take a look at the psychology behind the characters, which makes them really great villains, is we do have the benefit of having these backstories and finding out why people are the way they are. And this poor kid has been through a lot. Does not mean he should not be a shish kebab, but he's been through a lot. Could you imagine having your father trying to sew skin on your face? That's disgusting. And even being Alice and having that one day where the father realizes her talent as a seamstress and forces her basically to sew this kid's face on. I'm like, what? It's bananas. Anyway, okay, co-host, I'm sorry for ignoring. Let me say hi, see what's going on with you guys, because when I see my name, I'm like, oh, okay. Oh, somebody agrees with me. Tony, thank you. Let's see. Who else? Oh, okay. Grace and Ryan likes it. I'm not sure what we like, but I always am high-fiving you through the camera when you agree. Yay! All right, Ivan Soto, Alacona, this is a point with Mary interacting with Beth. Do you think she needs to find out already about Kate and Luke? Not yet. I don't think so. Well, actually, no, I do. I do. It's about time, right? Mary's a smart chick. She's going to figure stuff out anyways, and she's such an asset to the team. If you will, like the unmade, formulated team that is becoming a team. And I get Mary's still dealing with the hurt from her mom. I really liked the makeover scene, though. So girly. It wasn't, but me, I'm girly. And I like the fact that Mary had to make Beth over into Alice. Because, of course, who better to do it, right? But it was nice that she had to address the fact that she just made this woman over to look like the woman that killed her mother. How awfully difficult. But it was such a great moment. Anyways, I digress. The point is at the end of the episode, we see Mary. Now, mind you, she's had a few to drink, but she puts two and two and three and five and whatever you want to think together to realize that you can have multiple universes and they can condense and collapse. Bits and pieces come together and voila, we have Earth Prime, right? So smart. So why do you guys think that she's not going to eventually figure other stuff out? And by that time, she's probably going to get a little mad. And you've given her a lot of reasons to feel betrayed when it comes to other things or just like hurt. So adding on to that baggage, it's a tough decision, right? Because you tell her, doesn't matter when you tell, she's going to end up being upset. But I think the longer that you wait, the worse it probably gets. Because then you, as Mary, start feeling really foolish for being left out in the dark and hurt and felt like people don't trust you. So, yeah, I don't know. They need to talk. Black Magic says that Mary would be a huge asset. Especially if Luke becomes Batwing. Mary could be behind the scenes for support. Totally. And I don't remember if we talked about it in previous episodes when this show first started. But the first time Mary had an interaction with Luke, I feel like I was trying to ship them. We might have to rewind a few episodes, but I feel like I was. And it would be really cute if they did. I don't know. I don't know if anybody is down for that, if I'm the only one. Why is Kate's bar named The Hold Up? I have no idea. But did any of you guys notice that in the car scene, when Kate was, I'm assuming, zip-tied to the steering wheel and you got the boys in the back, they must have been in shock or something. Because when they're having a whole conversation about, dude, it's 2020, bro. Like, why do people care? And blah, 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 blah. And Kate has her moment. She has her realization or whatever. And they're like, they should just turn the bat signal on. And they said something about Batwoman saving them. And Kate goes, I'm trying. And she's like, da, da, da. And I went, Did they not hear? She basically just told on herself. But again, they were in shock and scared, so whatever. I guess I can let it slip. Anybody else catch that? Just curious. Oh, we know that Mary will get mad when she finds out the truth. Yes, she will. Anyways, while you guys are still chatting in the chat, because you do a lot of chatting, I just want to take a moment to say, first of all, thank you so much for joining me live. And if you can't join me live, for those of you who leave comments below, we also super duper appreciate that. Ding. Especially on iTunes. So if you get a chance, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We love when you do because it pulls the podcast ratings up to the top, which is magical, just like the ding. Because it's you that makes us the ESPN of TV talk. Yay. Okay. And it's you that keeps the conversation going, by the way, PS, because again, co-hosting, and I appreciate you for it. So really quick, take one moment, see what you guys are saying. And again, don't feel left out if you aren't able to watch live, because I know this show comes on really late at night, and that's okay. Because again, leaving comments below or just social media, a lot of times if you, not trying to cheap plug here, but if you find me on IG, because I'm on there more than Instagram, that's where I'll like have conversations. So find me on IG, yours truly, Ali Kona, with the little underscores in between. But when you leave a comment, just make sure you tell me. I am from the Batwoman After Show. I'm from AfterBuzz. And I'm like, oh my God. So that's all. That's all I wanted to say. Okay. Now back to our, yeah. Okay, Grace and Ryan, thank you for addressing what I just said, which is the CW has issues with heroes keeping their identities a secret. And Ivan Soto says, I still smile every time they mention Catherine's death. LOL, I'm sick. Oh! I mean, she wasn't my favorite character, but she didn't make me sick or anything. But yeah, the identity thing is, that's like Superwoman, Superman, and not Batgirl. Hello. Supergirl. But all of those, yeah, the glasses really throw me off. The eyeshadow for the Green Arrow for like the first three seasons when he didn't have a mask. I digress. Okay, so basically, I got into that. We talked about protesters. Let's see, Sophie. Oh, and of course, it's the twins' birthday, which was really cool. I think sometimes I forget that they're twins, and then they mention the fact that happy birthday. It's your birthday, too. Oh, you are right. I know, sometimes smart things happen in my brain. It's rare, but it happens. So anyways, we had the birthday celebration. Really sad that there wasn't a conversation at all with Dad, unless I missed it, where he was able to call Kate or vice versa to wish her a happy birthday. Did I miss that? It's very possible. I was taking notes in my computer. So yeah, that's very possible. Anyway, okay, so yeah, birthday celebration. Awesome. Great. Sad that bad things are happening, but who knows? Really upset about Mouse. I mentioned that already. Is there anything else that happened with Beth that made me like, oh, hey, thanks. Grace and Ryan said I'm adorkable. Thank you. Let's see what else we have. Flash. She's on the next season. Okay, you guys are on a totally different topic. Co-hosts, I need you to get it together. Let me know if I missed any topics. I feel like I've covered a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to Beth. I don't... That's prediction territory, I suppose. We got people free. We talked about different social issues, which again, super, super happy that this show tackles all of those different things. And I think that's about it. So what I am going to do, unless I see anything in the chat that says, OMG, Ali Kona, how dare you miss that topic? Which you can do. You're my co-host. Otherwise, we will get into what my hashtag real badass beast is. Bing, bing, bing. All right. So this week's badass beast is actually Rachel Skarsgård. Excuse me. I get confused with, what's the male actor? It guy. Anyways. So first picture we have is her and a puppy. I love puppies. Just as much as kitties. Anyway, so she is also somebody who likes to volunteer her time and give back, which I love. And she loves animals just like me. So anyway, that's pretty cool. She also, which we don't have pictures of, so you guys can take a look at all the adorable puppies that she fosters, because that's pretty cool. And if you have the home and the space and you're able to foster, save a life and foster a dog, a cat, a bunny, a bird, or anything else. But anyways, fun fact is that she actually used to be a dancer. for 12 years. And then after a serious ankle injury, she couldn't be a ballerina anymore. So then she became a goalie for hockey, which is pretty awesome, too. She led the Leaside Wildcats to a victory in Toronto City in their championship during a shootout. Shootout? A shootout. It could be a suit out. I don't know. So anyways, that would be our hashtag badass bees. Scarston. Thank you, Grayson. See, that is why we have co-hosts in the chat, because when I fluff up, you are there to catch me and save me. Thank you. Now, let us get into news and gossip. Oh, this is good, guys. Let me pull up my news and gossip from where I have my picture so I can see. Okay, so we have somebody returning to the CW. Well, let's see what pops up first. Oh, okay, we got our Twitter tweet. Our Twitter tweet? Yeah, that's what it is. So, fun fact, I love so much actors who branch out and do other things, which a lot of us do, and people who go out there and are go-getters. It's just amazing. I love it. It takes so much heart and the ability to deal with rejection and everything else and tenacity. So, Cameron Johnson, who plays Luke, also won an award. Now, this was last year, but I still think it's great to highlight people for their efforts. And he got Best Short at a festival in St. Louis. And it's an international festival, too. So how awesome is that? Anyway, I just like highlighting the actors. And another fun fact, this guy, he might look familiar. He's from the Vampire Diaries. Whoa, close up on his pecs. Calm down, Vito. All right. His name is Paul Wesley. Vito is the engineer, by the way. P.S. He's producing right now.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. I'm sure he appreciates those biceps and those pecs, too. Now, Paul Wesley is obviously not unfamiliar with the CW, as he was on Vampire Diaries. But he is also scheduled to be directing an episode of Batwoman, which I think is cool. He's stepping behind the camera. Again, actors who branch out and do other things, I have so much admiration for. So I thought I would share that with you. And this is just a fun picture, honestly, of Cameron, because he plays Luke so well and you really believe he is the character that he is on your TV screen, but then you see him separately in his everyday life. I'm like, oh my gosh, you kind of remind me of, wow, like he could probably play an Otis Redding or something in a biopic. P.S. I love Otis. He's like my favorite musician. If you don't know who he is, Google him. Okay, now let's, speaking of music, take a look at, now don't make fun of me, this is from the holiday season, but it's Christmas every day in my world, and I just want to show the fact that, again, we're highlighting this specific actor and his many talents, so check him out dancing. Son, he's getting really hype, and do you guys want to know why? Because he got an iPad for Christmas. He was really excited. For those of you who are listening on the iTunes podcast, take a look at his IG. And then this is him actually singing. He can sing too. So jealous. This Christmas. Oh, couldn't you just fall asleep to that voice? I apologize because I interrupted the video like a little bit because I wanted to sing. I was getting in the spirit and then I realized I didn't want to hurt your ears. So I stopped. Now, let's see. I want to check in with you guys really quick before I go into predictions. Make sure I didn't miss anything.
So there was one thing that we did pick up on in the chat, okay. Alakona. It was the fact that these two characters got headaches at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, a few people mentioned that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And Vito, thank you, because I totally didn't see that.
No worries.
I appreciate it. Yeah, at first I thought brain cells were combusting, I'm not going to lie. And I thought that it was only going to be Beth and she was going to, I don't know. I don't know if she can fall over and die. That's terrible to say. But the fact that both of the characters are having it at the same time, I'm assuming it's because they are interfering with each other's existence. I don't know what that means, though. Help me out. Did I miss something? Please let me know, because it could be something that happened in the comics and I'm just not aware of it. And they are just doing a great job of playing off of a prior story. So, again, let me know. And then, really quick, I just realized most of the Arrowverse actors can sing. Tony, excuse me, where have you been?
They are also good. Yes, if you have not had a chance, please, please, please Google. There is this amazing video with John Barrowman, Emily Bett Rickards, Colton Haynes. You know the names. They are all singing stuff from Grease in a bathroom, and they switch off, and literally, it's like the entire cast can sing, and they are good at it, too. It's not even like there's a struggling one member is kind of should be in the back of the band. Like, they're all really good. So, for sure, look it up. I think it's like a prerequisite. If you want to be an actor on the CW, you got to be able to sing. And if you can dance, too, then amen. So, that means I'm out. Anyway, let's get into our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so I'm glad that we talked a little bit about the headaches because I'm curious what your predictions are and what you think that could possibly mean for our characters. I do think that eventually Mary is going to need to be a part of this team very, very soon, especially if they want to move forward and be able to catch Alice because obviously she's gone. But something that the commander did say is that Alice is now officially a fugitive. So technically, they can shoot her, they can kill her, they can do whatever, and it doesn't matter. No one's going to get in trouble. No one's going to care because she's a fugitive. So my prediction would then be it's going to get to a point where Alice is caught. I think that maybe she'll either be a gunpoint or something's going to happen where someone is ready to shoot her. And of course, Kate is going to say, no, because Beth will be gone, and then she'll really miss her, and Alice is, like, the last remnants of her, so that's going to happen, and I do think that Sophie is going to eventually come out. I think that all signs are basically pointing that direction. She's going to come out. There's going to be some sort of rekindling, but it's going to take, like, an entire season and a half for that to happen just because they want to keep us viewers watching, but her and Kate are going to be the one. All right, let's see what your prediction is. Ooh, prediction. Ivan Soto says, Cisco of the Flash will guest to help with Beth and Alice. That would be really cool. Let's see what Tony says. I think Alice and Beth having a headache is because they're in the same person while the other doppelganger on Supergirl aren't the same person. So only Beth or Alice can be on Earth Prime. That is possible. Black Magic, Alice wasn't a fugitive the whole time. I mean, she was, but I think when you're officially under custody and you break out of custody from prison, that's just like a higher rank of fugitive. Risk of sounding ignorant. Grace and Ryan, I predict that both Beths will have to merge to survive. I thought about that, which is weird because it's not the case on other shows. No, but Grayson, that would be a really interesting twist because then you have the internal battle between good and bad and trying to figure out your place and who you really are. That could be really good. Well, you guys were amazing. Thank you so much for A, dealing with me and having patience with me. B, joining me, of course, as wonderful co-host and keeping this conversation flowing. I could not have done it without you. So thank you. Mwah. And I hope that I get a chance to see you next week. But in the meantime, please find me on social media. Like I said before, mainly on Instagram at yours truly, Ali Kona, with the little underscores in between. You can try me on Twitter, but honestly, I'll respond faster on IG. Anywho, have a wonderful rest of your night, week, and everything else, and I will see you shortly. Goodbye!
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.